You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training that you need to get started, as well as a community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive. If you haven't done so yet, we want to encourage you to check out Plus Membership on newchurches.com for coaching, templates, and exclusive content. Todd's... playing some tricks with his eyes to me.
I want to have my ministry of interruption as I always do. And so you just saw me. You were like, he's going to say something. I'm going.
And you were waiting for me to introduce you.
I don't always say what. I say what on the other podcast.
Okay.
This one, I don't know what I do on this one. Well, I mean, I guess I do this and that.
Yeah. Well, today's question is submitted to us by Rob Robbins, and it's a question that came through our newchurches.com site. So it's actually a written question rather than a voicemail. So I will try to impersonate Rob Robbins. Should I?
What do you think he sounds like?
Should I try?
Sure. Is he Canadian?
I don't know. Should I give him an accent? Hello. Yeah. I believe that in planting new churches, I'm the worst at accents.
Why don't you do a Southern accent?
You've
been here for over a year now.
Okay. I could offend so many people. I'm probably not even going to be there. I believe that in planting new churches, the Lord is the one who brings together the team of it. I think I sound like Colonel Sanders.
You do. Nashville hot chicken, folks.
Nashville hot chicken. All right,
go ahead. Just read it. Read it in your normal voice.
All right, so I believe that in planting new churches, the Lord is the one that brings together the team of people to be sent out. What happens when there's someone that is committed to being on the team, but who's not spiritually or there, or with whom I have pastoral or personal concerns? I want our team to be a safe place where we can grow together as a group, but sometimes it seems that there might be an instance where the Lord could throw us a curveball. So the question is, what happens when I have a pastoral or personal concern with someone on my launch team or core group?
Are you a leader? you got to address it. I think there's, a number of different ways that you can address it, of course. But if there is no flare that has shot up that everybody can see and is aware of, like if there's not a visible thing and you're saying that this is a discernment issue, then the onus is on you to ask probing questions, to uncover whatever it is that you think. And so there are areas of everybody's life that it usually, stems out of pride, power, sex, or money. Tend to be. I know there's a few other deadly sins in there, but it's probably not gluttony that is disturbing your spirit. I would say, that from my perspective, the quickest way that you can do that is to get that person aside and begin to have conversation with them personally. This is not the time for you to go talk to somebody else that knows them closely and ask them probing questions, because that is gossip.
That's a really good point. Because oftentimes leaders will do that and say, hey, I need your help, or I need this. But it's what really an opportunity for gossip.
I've been thinking about, I'm really concerned about him. No, that's gossip. That's passive aggressiveness as well. So just be aggressive. Be aggressive.
All right. So there are a couple things, and I want to get to what the core competencies look like for conflict management. But before we get there, as a leader, you need to think there are two things that you need to wrestle with. One is the weight of leadership and the responsibility.
Were you going to talk about gluttony there?
No, that's good. Colonel Sanders. Anyway, weird fact, and I forget who told me this, but they told me when I moved to Nashville, because I actually never realized KFC is from Kentucky. Even though it's Kentucky Fried Chicken, I never realized, it never clicked. But is it true that people bring buckets of KFC chicken to Colonel Sanders' graveyard, to his burials? Like, that's what people told me.
It wouldn't surprise me. People are strange.
All right. So when it comes to leadership, you need to talk about the weight of leadership and also your responsibility. As a leader, there's a weight and a responsibility that you have to address conflict, to be able to lead your culture, the tone that you're setting. If you are avoiding conflict, that's the culture that you're creating and cultivating in your church, and it'll manifest itself out with your leaders, and you know, not only starting at your leaders, but also throughout your church. And when conflict comes up, if you personally are one to avoid it, and you're not managing it, or taking responsibility for it, or even praying through it, then that culture is really going to manifest itself through your church. But this really comes to the second point of weight, the weight of leadership, right? If God is calling you to lead that core group, to lead your church, well, there is a weight of leadership that is upon you to pray that there would be unity in your church, to ask God for discernment and wisdom to be able to handle conflict and the other issues that come up. Because if there's one thing that you will for sure encounter over and over and over again, not only in leadership, but also especially in church leadership, it's conflict.
Yeah. And, you know, I was being somewhat facetious in the beginning when I said, are you a leader?
I thought you were talking about the weight of leaders.
No. It really, because we've all been there, yeah. And we've all been in that situation. If you've been in church life for very long, you've got a situation that you may or may not, especially existing leaders, you've got a person who's serving, you know, for a year or more in a key position, and you're like, man, something's not right, but I don't know what it is. It's a lot easier just to let that sit on autopilot because of, you know, fear of losing that person or fear of conflict. Just go ahead and eat the frog. Eat the frog. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what that means.
Okay. So everybody listening right now, whether it's this issue or some email that's sitting in their inbox, they have a sense of fear and trepidation and dread about having to deal with whatever this thing is. Either it's going to take them a lot of time, a lot of extra emotional energy, or for whatever reason, they just don't want to deal with it. But it is a black cloud hanging over their head. That is a frog.
Yeah. Okay.
Eat the frog. It's nasty. It's not going to taste good. It's going to croak a lot. May flop around.
It's a toot stop. Okay.
A bloody death.
Now, when you look at leadership, development, and you look at the competencies of a leader, whether you realize this or not, or I don't know how much you've wrapped your head around competencies, but a leader, what separates a great leader from an average leader is not some magical talent or you know, some special something, history or responsibility or whatever that's happened to them. But what really separates them a lot of times is their competencies. And Todd, you wrote a white paper on Leadership Pipeline, which we'll put a link to in our show notes. Cool. And we had Pipeline Week, with our sister podcast.
We did.
The Five Questions Leadership podcast. So we'll put all those links up. But when you look at the white paper, one thing you'll discover is this idea of competencies. So before we hit a few of the competencies for conflict management, Todd, could you just give a 30-second, 60-second overview of the idea of competencies in leadership?
Yeah. So one of the things that you're probably hearing more and more is that word competency. Mm-hmm. And it's because typical training is just a transfer of information. It's primarily knowledge-based. But what we would say from a philosophical standpoint is training is really an overlap of knowledge, experience, and coaching. So those three pieces overlaid, when you have those come together, that's when transformation takes place. So the idea is, in order for someone to be competent in something, they have to show a proficiency or mastery in it. Yeah. So it's not just giving somebody training in conflict management. It is giving them experience in that. Mm-hmm. It is processing that experience.
Yeah.
That can be done in multiple ways. That can be done through scenario, you know, role playing. That can be done through case study or reading an article.
That's and that's the experience in the coaching part.
That's the experience in the coaching piece, because when we get back together, I, as your coach, can pull some of that out of you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what we want to do is provide people with a map, not a menu.
Okay.
There is far too much content out there. We're overwhelmed with content. We're overwhelmed with information. Everybody and their mom is trying to train you on something or push their stuff. Mm-hmm. And we get all that. But what we're saying is, hey, there's got to be a systematic scope and sequence. Yeah. So let's create a map that takes you from that has destination points along the way.
Yeah, that's good.
And, you know, I don't want to be the people in your life, the people in your church, they do not need another travel agent. They need a tour guide. So if you're going to develop your people, you are going to have to walk with them on that journey. It's not going to be, here's a silver bullet. Here's a video. I want you to watch it. That is very shallow. It doesn't get you very far, which sounds strange from, you know, guys who are building a development platform.
Yeah.
And that's what we do, but we're not trying to digitize development or discipleship. We're trying to help you guys out there who are leaders have tools to walk people through, because the people in your church are good and godly people. And the people in your church that are good and godly people may not know how to ask the guy in their group a good coaching question, but we can help give you templates to help them ask the good coaching questions. Yeah. They're perfectly capable of having the conversation, but to be guided along a specific process and having benchmarks along the way for competency is a very important thing.
Yeah, so that's good. So if we think about...
That was way more than 60 seconds.
That's okay. So if we think about conflict management, if you as a senior leader, you need to be proficient in the competency of conflict management. If you are starting out, so for example, one of the things that you need to be really good at is active listening. Right? That would be one of the skills that you need to develop. So when you look at the idea of active listening, especially, you know, for a volunteer level, you know, are you teaching others? Or are you teaching your volunteers the basic skills of active listening? Are you demonstrating that when you're coaching them? Do you know what it communicates when you're leaning forward in a conversation versus sitting back? Do you know what it communicates when you're folding your arms together, right, versus having your hands open, right? The basic ideas of active listening. Do you know how to repeat back what someone is saying, not just a hey, I'm robotically going to, you know, repeat back exactly what you said, but are you able to reframe it and ask it again to show that you're listening, right? These are skills that you can develop to develop that core competency of conflict resolution, conflict management. Do you have anything to add to that?
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one thing, you know, active listening. The other thing is, are you able to help the other person take ownership over their conflict, right? So instead of saying, hey, I hear your problem, this is your solution, are you able to draw out the different opportunities or options that they can work through to be able to resolve the conflict? Are you able to empower them to be able to do that? So think about these different things, Rob and others who, and as a senior leader, you know, think through these different skills as you develop this important competency of being able to manage conflict. Well, that brings us to the end of our time today. Once again, check out the resources on our show notes, newchurches.com/podcast. You can just click on the episode number and you'll see all the links there. But please, once again, submit your questions on church planting, multi-site multiplication, leadership. Submit them all at newchurches.com. The sidebar says send a voicemail. Or if you're on your phone, go to speakpipe.com/newchurches and you can send that voicemail in, that question in right away. All right. See you next time.